bought, and then he went and played for Who's the Talent on their kind of pre-modified team that they had. And the kids that they that he's met have stayed really good friends. And then when they play against each other, when they meet and they play against each other, they still play as hard as it could be, but like after a hard baseball game, they were all going at the end of the game and shaking hands. And I was so surprised because one of the boys gave Zachary a big bear hug, but it was somebody that he had played football with and then just played against. But obviously they weren't, I can't even remember who had won and who had left, but they still hug each other. It didn't matter. It's been really fun to see how he's kept up with some of the relationships. So I think it could be a positive thing for the relationship with Dover and Amina Sports.
Isn't it nice that you could play a game but still be social and cordial afterwards?
All right. Carol, you have some comments over the board?
Actually, some other people on the board asked me questions.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right.
Could I ask you a question?
Yes.
You cited a figure of 600 per head. You cited a figure of 20 kids. That's 12,000. And you threw out 40,000. Where's that's a big spread.
Yeah.
One is triple the other.
Right. The original thought was that maybe if the total cost is 40 and they have 50 kids and we send 10, so there'd be 60 kids, so we would pay 1/6 of 40,000. That was the original thought. That would be the high end. But
40,000 is the top number.
Yeah, for the whole program, for the what we pay for all. Right. But now Dover's come back and said, no, we are interested in only charging whatever increase. So if as a result of us sending X number of kids over there, their costs go from 38,000 to 40,000, we're going to pay two.
We have to be, though, aware that we do that this year and say next year, depending on how financial things go and if it's a good program, that Dover has within its rights to say, there might be a fee.
Yes.
There might be something to it. Right. So again, we have to be prepared to, think that down the road too.
Right.
You don't want to commit to our kids that you can go for this year, but next year. It'll come to our discussion at this level, but reality,
it's
you can't get away from reality. And
it's going to be budget year to budget year. Yeah.
Correct.
Next year, if the state cuts all of our money away, we may not have any sports. But it's going to be year to year.
But we didn't cut the football program because it was too expensive, right? We cut the football program because we didn't have enough kids to put it out and run a meaningful program.
Yes.
Okay.
That's why I want to, if we get a commitment,
Yeah, we didn't have enough kids. The same kids were playing both defense and offense, and it was not good for a safety situation. And then there was some effect on some of the other sports, as I recall. Yeah.
Right, but more than
the
We're not big enough to.
It was the financial draw for
a football team.
Yeah. Right.
That's the idea. Until we double out.
It's football. I'm just trying to think. When my son loved the football program here, and it got cut, and that was disappointing. I'm trying to think what he did. If he did golf.
Soccer.
No,
it was golf.
He did golf. So I don't know. Maybe golf will take a hit.
All the sports will lose a couple of people.
Yes, Tammy.
Yeah, my concern is that it will negatively affect our soccer program. I'm concerned about that. I love football. But I am concerned. We're a small school district.
Yeah.
I think our, although several years ago, I think we saw lower numbers in our sports program than we do now. And I'm not sure if that's accurate, but it just seems that way. That's one thing. So I am concerned about that. But the second thing is, and I think you're right, I think you've got to go to the parents to get the commitment, because when we went to Pine Plains the last time, before we had done that, they had set up sign-up sheets, and I don't know if anybody has the numbers, but we had set up sign-up sheets, and we had like 40 kids signing up for something, whatever the numbers were, big.
Yeah, that was huge.
And then you had, like 7 kids actually doing
it.
So the numbers were very different.
And the cost was...
That's just caution, I think, there.
That's something we talked about early on.
So I think it's a good idea to get those parents involved and not just putting a sign-up sheet out to kids.
Yeah.
And there was a third thing, and I lost it.
Well,
I think the biggest expense, probably, by listening to what here tonight, is that it's going to come down to transportation. Us transporting kids there and back. Is the driver going to wait there? Is that going to be 3 hours? How many hours? So that sounds like that really might be a big expense. I'm paying for gas and the driver and all of that.
Yes.
So.
Yes, sir.
I think sports is an awful lot like an education. Without football programs, we would have no professional football sports. And there is incomes made by those sports. It's just like in wrestling. We wouldn't have our Olympic athletes compete on the scale they compete on if we did not have the programs. That's what puts our people where they are today in this country. Hard work, hard ethics. They put everything into it, and that's how they win.
Can't disagree with that.
Can you just tell me or tell us who you are?
I'm Van Edmondson.
And your child? No.
My grandsons Angus and Taylor and Van.
Okay, good. Thank you. I'm
nice to meet you.
Thank you. I'm from Indiana.
So from this point then, John, I mean, if the board is in general favor of going forward with a survey of the parents to get specific numbers?
And we are telling them what? That, for example, August 18th, August 22nd, through the start of school, whose responsibility is it to get them to Dover? And then start of school on, is it the school going to do it?
Yes.
From the school on.
Preseason is their own responsibility.
Yeah. Preseason is the parents, then it's the school. Any other questions that they would want to know the answer to? There's apparently no direct cost to the parents, a hard cost.
As far as practice times, we finish practice at about 10 after 5 every day. We start at about 3:15. So, I mean, I'm sure that could be good.
Do they get right on the bus?
They would get on the bus here, keep their equipment at Dover.
Yeah, absolutely. What's
that? Is this going to come up with parents if they are arriving back here after the 5 o'clock bus?
How we want to tell parents, right?
That's going to concern some parents, maybe.
Well,
so is there, I guess what I'm trying to get at, is there flexibility in your ending practice times or no? That's when it is, and therefore they're not going to get back here till 5:30, and parents have to realize so that they will have to pick their child up every day.
At the varsity level, varsity-ish. At about 10 after 5 okay. every day, because most of our kids have to get on the 5:15, 5:20 bus at Dover.
Okay.
Modified practice schedule fluctuates a little bit differently because they play their games during the week. So there'll be times when, you know, they practice till 5, but if they're playing on a Wednesday, they may practice till 4 on a Tuesday. But that's usually set up ahead of time. It's not set up yet because obviously it's early on, but the coaches will set up practice schedules for the modified with specific times, but most of they're done. They'll never go past the latest bus, the 5:15 bus, but there are days that they're done at 4 o'clock and parents will come and pick them up.
So it sounds like modified kids sometimes will be back by 5, but not
yeah,
all
not
a
WSA stop and a stop. I think
you need to work out all these the logistics and get a presentation sent to us so that we can look at it and analyze it. You know, I think we're generally
or
in
just
favor.
Get it to
yes.
To
because I mean,
get it to me. Yes, Carol. No, come
that doesn't make any sense. We're going to have one bus. Our varsity are still there. We're not going to have a bus taking the modified
home. That would mean
no.
Two buses.
And then
back.
Coming back. I mean,
that's
the
right.
logistics.
Well, we're, on, the,
make this
yeah. we're all on the same field. It's not like the modified is practicing, you know, a mile away. We're practicing right there together. If modified finished at 4 o'clock, those kids would be there on the sideline of the varsity practice. I know they may have to wait a half an hour for us to finish or 40 minutes, but they, as a coach, I'm not going to let them out of my sight. They're going to be there on the sideline. We have the bleachers, and it's been that way before. Any kid that doesn't have a ride home or missed that bus has to stay at our practice and be there, and we'll use them to help us go get the bags. We're going to set drills up, and you know, so it's not like they're just going to be, okay, guys, you're done. Go ahead and you know, run around the school or hang out. They're going to be with us. They're going to be there on the sideline so that they would, you know, they would take the same 5 o'clock bus home that the varsity would. They just may finish practice, you know, 40 minutes earlier than the varsity.
Okay. So it sounds like we can't rely on anybody making the 5 o'clock bus here.
Well, then I'm wondering if the bus that comes from Dover here could do an Amina stop and a Millerton stop.
One stop. I say one stop, because we gotta get these kids back at a certain time. We can't stop here.
No,
one stop.
But you would get them up to
5 o'clock bus stops to stop.
Yeah.
Is there a central bus stop? Since they're coming from Dover, that's an easy.
Stop in Amenia, and then you stop here, and I guess Amenia here. I mean, it'd be great if it could go up to Millerton, but.
Well, it depends on where the kids come from. We have to get them back at a certain time. Parents gotta make arrangements too, if they're gonna make a commitment for this.
Bill, I think instead of, it's taking a lot of time tonight, but we're pretty much in favor of the program.
We're pretty much in favor.
That they need to work out these logistics, present the plan to us so that we can review it, get the parents, I agree with Tammy, get the parents' commitment to make sure that this is gonna happen the way it's supposed to, and then we can decide from that.
Sure.
Okay, but before I go to parents, I go back to you just to look at what I'm sending to the parents.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, so we have two more board meetings in March and one the first week in April. So I think we should really use that first one in April as a target. Get all this done ahead of time so that if we are going to go for it and we're going to have a board resolution, let's have it in early April so that people can come. And I would think that Dover wants to, they want to know whether we're in or out. So,
right.
So I guess it's 4 weeks.
Okay. Sounds good. All right.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Move on down to public comment. Seeing no public comment, we'll move on down to students' report.
Okay. So probably most of you know that this past weekend we had Playing Crazy for You. So I just wanted to mention it because I heard from my friend who's in the pit that it went really, really well, that the audience was packed all three nights. So I just wanted to mention that. And I saw it, and I thought it was really good. Within the next two weeks, spring sports are starting, so I figured I'd mention that. There's going to be a blood drive on April 12th run by the National Honor Society, so I figured I'd mention that. I think you can sign up. I heard they could sign up by calling the main office, but I think there's going to be more information because we just start talking about it. But just think about it if you guys want to give any blood. It's April 12th in high school. The National Honor Society is also doing a fundraiser collecting gold, silver, electronics like iPods, stuff like that. Old stuff, not new stuff. We're not really expecting to get a lot of jewelry because it's valuable, but we're going through a program and we just collect all of these items and then we send them in and we just get money back. So it's pretty easy and it's a good way to make money for the Honor Society, so there's that. I think Honor Society members are going to be the ones collecting. I think there might be boxes in high school, but not yet. Right now our main source of income are the National Honor Society students.
Is there an end date for that collection? Because I noticed
I don't know the end date, but I think it's going to be. Do you know? Do you have any idea?
I
think it's just going to be like a month of this. I don't think it's going to last too long.
Through spring break.
So if anybody has ink cartridges too, I know empty ink cartridges, stuff like that. So if anybody has anything, just try to get in contact with Mr. Harvey, Ms. Mathers, or anyone you know from the National Honor Society. And there's not much else going on. Some students are starting to get accepted to colleges, so that's kind of exciting. And that's basically it. Does anybody have any questions?
No. We'll miss Bob here tonight for this.
Yes.
I spoke to him today. He's in Florida yet.
Oh, okay. The play was wonderful.
Yeah, I saw it.
The energy was great.
Thank you very much. Okay. Okay, move down to superintendent's report, Northeast Community Center.
All right. You all saw the draft of the lease. It's on hold until they have specific dates that they want to fill in, but they do want to run the summer meals program again. Very similar terms to last year. Duchess Board, Bosie's board nomination. We cannot nominate a resident from our school district because we already have a board member there, but we could nominate a resident from a different district if we wanted to. Other than that, we will just vote on April, whatever the day is.
21st. Well, we haven't gotten any letters yet, right? Usually people who are running from
I haven't gotten any.
No, I think it's still early,
Maybe Dale wants to recommend somebody to us.
That might not be better. I'll reach out to Dale and ask him if he's got any recommendations, because he's on the board now. All right.
Yeah.
Ask Dale.
Septic system update, received a letter today, late in the day, from our engineer, so I will forward it to you after I get a chance to go through it. So we are not in an emergency situation, which some people think that we are. We're really not in an emergency situation. We'll be able to proceed a little more slowly than we thought. So when we get to the point where we're going to make a recommendation, it'll be the right recommendation. So we're not going to have a knee-jerk reaction, but yeah, we're okay. And we have a facilities committee meeting actually next week to talk about it. So that's all I've got.
Okay.
Jim, I got one question. On the summer food program, like that, is our director of the cafeteria going to be the person involved that we have about? Or
it'll be her or the cook. One or the other, they may share the responsibility.
Okay.
Okay, the program worked out real well. There was some program. What, last year they had, 2,800 meals?
I don't remember the number, but it was a lot.
Something like that,
and
yeah.
Now this year they want to try to grow the number of stamps. Yeah.
And I don't remember anything that was an issue with the program, right?
No,
it wasn't. Everything worked
very well.
Everything
went smoothly, right. So.
And the wording is the same. We're just waiting on their dates.
Okay. I just was wondering who was going to be, have that responsibility.
I wonder if the members of the public know what we're talking about. That just that there's state money been made available now, and the Northeast Community Center won the grant and arranged it with us. And what we were able to do was continue providing meals to kids over the summer. So you know how right now kids get free and reduced lunch. So it was a way to continue the program. But the really cool thing about the program was pretty much it was the state money, and it's open to like all kids who show up. So at the Amenia camp, and maybe some of you know about it, the Amenia camp and the Millerton camp, they just gave out lunch. So it was kind of a cool thing. Our hundreds, thousands of lunches all summer long, or for 6 weeks we did it. Yeah, it was a really cool thing.
Yeah, okay. Let's move along. Anything other?
That's it, right?
Okay, consent agenda. Anyone have any problem? Want to pull anything? Or
I'd like to just remove C under the business and operations just for just discussion before we pass it.
Okay. Okay, that's pulled.
Letter C. 10C. Thank you.
Yes, 10C, yes. All right. Anything else should be pulled? Or?
Ms. Grab? Did you want to note the contract?
Yes, but that's not a consent item.
Okay.
So
this next one from 11.
Yep.
Okay, do I hear a motion?
I move we accept the consent agenda as amended.
I'll second.
Okay, motion made and seconded. Any discussions?
No.
Okay, do I hear all in favor?
Yes.
Aye.
All right. Okay, everyone's in favor? Who knows?
Thank you.
Consent agenda passed. Okay, we're going to move on down. See delegations?
None.
Okay. Personnel and other? Nothing. Okay. Curriculum and this other? Nothing there. Okay. Business and operations. John, you want to talk
about
that?
I just wanted to note that the adjustments in certiorari refunds. The Board of Education has no input in the decisions that are made by the county or by the judge, and we have no testimony, but it is a result of the reevaluations and taxes levied by the assessor, and the assessors have to fight the battles in court. And these are three cases in the town of Northeast that the town lost. So are obligated to return those overpaid funds.
Yeah, it says hereby a Supreme Court judge of New York County of judges has to determine the outcome of them.
So okay. I would move that we go ahead and authorize those tax adjustments as listed.
Okay, move made, seconded.
Second
here, almost. Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. The ayes have it. Okay, we'll move down on anything under other for business?
No.
Okay. Okay, down on Board of Education, number 11 here. Approval of Civil Service Employee Association Agreement. We have to probably change that a little bit, the wording of it. Okay. We're upon the recommendation of Superintendent of Schools, maybe change that to Memorandum of Agreement. Okay, be it resolved that the Board of Education hereby approves an agreement. Let's see.
Approves a Memorandum of Agreement.
Okay, for the assessors. Okay.
For the successor contract, and I think we should add in just a clarification on the date, which was ratified by the CSEA on February 21st, 2013, just so that it's clear.
February 21st, or date of 15?
Was it 21st?
And you did say the dates of July 1st, 2010, and
You get there.
What was the ratification date?
Okay.
The ratification date was the 21st, correct?
February 21st?
15th or 21st? 21st is when the union voted on it.
Yes.
Okay, but when we agree, that was, okay. So 21st then it would be. Gratification date.
So let me reread that.
Yes, please.
Okay. Upon the recommendation of the Superintendent of Schools, be it resolved that the Board of Education hereby approves the Memorandum of Agreement for the successor contract. No, wait a minute.
No, be a Memorandum of Agreement
which was ratified by the CSEA February 21st, 2013 for the successor contract between the CSEA Incorporated Local all the way to July 2010. It should say July 2010, not July 2013, because we're going back to the time that it expired.
July 10. And then it goes to 16.
Yes. June.
10 to 16.
So, Bill, you're very familiar with it, and you'll be the one signing it?
Yes, I will.
Okay. If you say so, then I'll get on.
Okay, but on here, we're going to put down, take out upon recognition superintendent, right? We're going to put down their memorandum of agreement, be resolved that the Board of Education hereby, okay? That's what Judy would like to change to. Then you have the date would change. She thought it was the 15th, but it's the 21st.
21st.
Okay.
I don't know, Tracy, do you have an opinion on that?
How is it going to read?
It should be recommended by the superintendent. I think it's supposed to be recommended, maybe.
Why? Take that out of there. Because?
It's recommended by the superintendent.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we're the ones who made the contract. We're the one dealt with unions.
After yeah, but it's on his recommendation that we...
Right.
That you part of us.
Okay, but I just want to clarify everything.
Yeah.
Okay.
Isn't that usually the usual wording this way for any contract?
I just want to make sure we're...
For any contract, right, it's... It is the board who signed the contract, but for any contract, it usually comes upon the recommendation of the superintendent.
No.
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
It has to be. It has to be recommended by the superintendent.
Recommended by the superintendent.
Probably the only contract would be the contract with the superintendent.
Yeah.
Does it come with the
recommendation? Yeah, that'd be between between us and superintendent.
Right?
Okay.
I would think.
Okay.
They're always done that.
Right. Okay. All right.
This is the same language from the last recommendation.
Okay.
Right, so.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, some people have a little concerns. I'll tell you later.
Okay.
Okay. So, do I want to hear motion?
I move that we accept it as your
as reworded.
As the reworded.
Reported.
Okay. All right. Motion made and seconded. Do I hear a second?
Second.
Okay.
I do have to have one.
And we do have
good.
And we do have a full copy of it in our office right now of everything discussed in the contract.
Yes.
It's not at the lawyer's office, it's in our office, right?
It is.
Okay, good. Okay.
This is it.
So is approving this, it's the same as signing it? Is that what?
Yes. Yes, it is.
Okay.
Well, once we get the wording, make sure our wording is correct.
Yeah.
Let's do a roll call vote on this.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, I'm good.
Okay. Okay, now we're going to ask for the motion made and seconded. Okay, you know, roll call vote. John?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Myself, yes.
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 Yes. Okay. Everyone's here.
Yep.
Very good.
And thank you for
thank you.
Work on both sides.
Yeah,
right?
Everyone's hard work. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you to the union for working with us, okay? Thanks to the union for working with us, okay? We hope things work out smoother now. We're trying to get everything ironed out in the contract.
Okay.
And I think it'll work out.
I think it was a good push on both sides.
Yes. Okay. Any reports?
Joanne, I have anything on the Board of Education, I should say,
Okay, committee reports, I'll do that first.
Okay.
Policy, we did receive the 6,000s back from NISBA with their input, so we'll go over that at our next meeting, which we need to schedule. Facilities, we should have a meeting next Monday to talk about the septic issues. Finance met earlier this evening to go over some preliminary budget information. And safety, our next district-wide safety committee meeting is actually on Friday, this Friday, the 8th of March. And we've been collecting input from the staff and anybody else that wanted to provide it in terms of tightening up security and what we can do to improve. So the whole group will be there on Friday.
Can you reach out to Bob and tell him what, he may be back by Friday? I spoke to him this morning, he's still in Florida, he's supposed to be on his way back.
I sent him an email.
He asked me about this particular.
Oh, okay.
I said.
If he needs somebody to go from him, if he can't be here, I can do that.
Because we have his number.
Okay. He said he could try to come home, he's not sure about the storm.
Storm.
You're getting worried about it. Okay. Anything on other?
Well, I was at the PTA meeting earlier and the safety piece was still being spoken about and some people felt that they had some recommendations, so I just encouraged them to get it to the superintendent.
Okay.
And they were, again, they were talking about after school. And the woman from Northeast Community Center who runs the after school program for the 7th and 8th graders was speaking. I kind of came in at the end of hers and I don't know if you want to fill in, but she was just saying she was making a greater effort to make sure that if the kids were there, she had them and, you know, they were staying with her. I guess they're trying to tighten up everything over at that side of the school to make sure that the kids aren't just hanging without any reason. So, but it sounded like there's plenty of clubs, plenty of opportunities, and kids are staying for different activities. So.
But to follow up on that, I guess our safety, the next safety meeting, they're really going to try to address that too, I believe, right? Mm-hmm. Like Needham's going to.
Right. So. And I think I said this to Jim, and I said it over the PTA meeting. Also, I do understand the need for supervision and tightening everything up, but I also want to make sure that we keep the kids here at school for purposes, for reasons. That's the whole point of the school, is being the center of community and kids coming in. We need to figure out ways that if they do want to stay for a basketball game and there is no way for them to get home and get back again, that there's either some supervision, some program, something there. Mm-hmm. But. You know, and I understand, you know, there's always a money issue there, but the whole point is if the kids want to be involved and this is, it's a positive thing here, you want them to feel welcome.
Yeah, my child came home very upset about the new rules, which sounded very reasonable to me, that, you know, that kids have to be somewhere. Do you know what, You know what I'm talking about.
But I mean, there's nothing unreasonable.
No.
We've always wanted that.
And I thought it was a good catch on, I think it was Mrs. Murphy's part. And I think that couldn't the kids participate in one of the NECC programs? They're there, they're free, and they're a high level. And, you know, just as a way to be on campus until the activity they want to participate in is.
And again, I don't think this is anything new. It really has been stated that you only could stay after school if there was a particular
purpose you were staying for.
Right. And so again, it just wasn't quite always followed through. But again, I want the message to be, you know, there are things going on here. We want you to stay, you know, if you want to participate. But and it will be supervised and watched and safe and all that.
Okay.
Yeah, I think some of the kids really do have that idea. Oh, I don't have to be anywhere. I don't have to be accountable. I don't have to go home. I don't have anybody to, you know.
Yes.
Until the game starts. And they were just like wandering the halls. They would come into my room and just say hi to me. And I would be like, why? Yeah. What are you doing here? Where are you supposed to be? And they're like, well, we're waiting for the game. And I'm like, well, you need to be somewhere.
And I know one of those kids from time to time is Chloe. I mean, usually she's playing on a team and has practice, but I know
right.
that's not always the case. And I said, really, you just stay for the volleyball game? That, you know, okay.
But again, any studies talking about middle school kids, even young high school students, you know, they want to belong somewhere.
Yes.
And again, and the other piece, you know, a big social interaction for them is hanging out, you know. So we've got to just figure out a way of making that supervised and positive and, you know, study whatever it is, you know, comfortable for both sides, for both the school district and for the students.
So do you know, I don't know if that's, if it's been, well, there aren't any games going on right now, so that's why the situation's kind of gone away. Is that what, but it'll be back in the spring once game season starts?
Yeah,
right.
It hasn't really gone away.
No,
it
okay.
There's a lot of
right.
kids who
right.
just stay anyway.
Well, I do, I do agree with you, with what Joanne's saying. I mean, we want the kids here, we want them safe, out of trouble, and mm-hmm. and a part of school mm-hmm. activities. So if there's some way to achieve that, I'm in favor of that.
Do they sign up for, like, the after-school bus?
Well, they're supposed to. They're supposed
yes.
to.
Right. So again, we have all these things in place. You know, we have these things on paper.
So we have to tighten them up a little bit.
We have to tighten
them
up.
Right. And again, it's a positive thing if students want to stay at school.
Oh, I agree.
That's a positive, you know, we should, you know, say that that's commenting on.
Well, we don't need them to stroll in all different directions.
No, but we could use that energy for something, you know, but I think it will take some planning.
Get a lot of mops,
some money, you know.
Brooms. What?
Right.
Okay. Okay. Any other discussion about that? Anything else on our other before we move on? Okay, we'll move on to public comment again.
I just want to say I'm here from a district other than yours. I'm considering running for school board in my own district this year, and part of my deliberative process involves visiting other school boards and see how they work. And one of the things I've noticed in this board that's different from my home board, and I won't mention where it is, there seems to be a lot more discussion and give and take on issues as opposed to a board that is for whatever reason, silent on lots of stuff, and there not be lots of discussion. I applaud you all for the back and forth discussion and the deliberation that you put into your decisions. I'm very impressed.
Thank you.
Can I just comment? But there are items that we can't discuss.
Oh, that I know, yeah.
Right. So some nights you wouldn't get as much.
Yeah, you don't hear very much.
You know,
yeah.
These
oh, we can discuss them. We can't discuss them publicly. Is that what you're talking
right,
about?
Right.
So, yeah, you know about that. Yeah.
But we had board meetings where it's just check.
Yeah, that's right.
Going to
exec.
Okay.
Good luck.
Yes.
Yeah.
Good luck.
Good luck.
Well, I've got to go visit Pine Plains and Scarsdale, where I grew up, and kind of get a sense of.
That should be interesting.
Yeah.
I think it will. Yeah. But I want to see what the discussion level is and.
That's a great idea. You have a very good idea. Checking them all out.
Yeah.
I want to know what I'm getting into.
I wish we well.
One thing I'll tell you, there are times when it's difficult, and there are times when it's a
reward.
great rewards. And my experience has been that it's been very rewarding, and it's great to be able to try to make a difference for the children of the district.
Thank you.
John, tell me how long you've been doing this for.
Yeah, I thought you just listened to it.
About 30 years.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you very much. Any other public comment before we move on to the next session? Okay. Do I hear a motion?
Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. I move that we adjourn this part of the meeting to move into executive session.
Second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Thank you, everyone, for coming. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.